I think we minimize our intuition. We minimize this knowing inside of us. This is something I have really learned in the last few years, is we really do know things. We all have answers. And actually, if you look back to your childhood will tell you a lot about who you already are. But somewhere along the way, we lose that. Somewhere along the way, we lose that part of trusting ourselves or our intuition, because maybe you've had relationships and you're like, wow, that was a bad decision. And so I don't trust myself anymore to make another decision. As humans, I think we just want to have a perfect path. But the reality is, all of these decisions really define who you become.
Welcome, fellow entrepreneurs and goal getters, to Entrepreneurial Elevation, Unleashing Greatness Within, with myself, your host, Kelly Beveridge. All right. Good day, everyone. Hope everyone's having an awesome day. I'm excited for today's call. I have somebody on the call today who is just, I followed her journey for quite some time. We've been friends for about 15 years, and she inspires me because of her passion and creativity. And she's so original. And I think that that's just so cool. She's from Red Deer, Alberta, and is currently living in Powell River. She has her Bachelor of Fine Arts degree. She's followed her passion and creativity in the arts for most of her career, which we're going to talk about today. And she's a beautiful artist. You can see some of her art in the background. That tiger there, which we might talk about later, is my favorite painting of hers. She has her art in several exhibits. And she was a past owner of a hair salon as well called Lisa's Chop Shop, which it was so cool. The Chop Shop. I loved it. And now you're living on a farm and painting in Powell River, which is great. And so Lisa is a lover of food, travel, nature, and relationships. And her approach to art is the central element of her self-expression. And that's a big topic of what we're going to be talking about today. And in Lisa's words, she says, the most beautiful thing is genuine self-expression. It is ever-changing for each individual and will never go out of style. And so I'm grateful to have Lisa on the call today. Like I said, she's always inspired me. As you can see, she's beautiful on the inside and out. And so excited for our conversation today around self-expression. So Lisa, if you can come on and just chat with us, when you think of self-expression, what does that mean to you?
I just want to say hi, Kelly, and thank you so much for having me on here. Self-expression to me is this like continual discovery within. What are you feeling? What inspires you? What colors are you drawn to? What movement are you drawn to? And when we continue to keep diving into that and expressing that outwardly, that is true for us, then I think that is our genuine self-expression. And I don't know, you've probably experienced this too, where you see your friend and you're like, wow, that thing she's wearing is so beautiful, and you want that. So then you go and you try it on, you're like, ooh, this is not pretty.
Doesn't have the same feeling.
Yeah. So it can be easy to like kind of, we see something from someone else that is true for them. And that's what we're attracted to. But it doesn't mean that it's like our truest expression. So there's that fine line of finding what's fitting us where it feels natural and comfortable, and then honoring that.
I love that. So question, and just off the top of your mind, like, what would you say to people who are in discovery of what their self-expression is and they don't quite know and they can't put their finger on it? What can they do to start exploring that?
I think it's about trying a lot of things. And I would say that I am still there. Maybe someone else looking at me is, wow, she really expresses herself. I get that a lot. Even you saying you're original. And I'm like, am I? You're just yourself. But truly, I think it is an evolution. Looking through Pinterest and being like, oh, that's cool. You can look up fashion styles that are happening all the time and trying that out. Going shopping and trying different things on, or bringing a friend who will make you try things on that you probably don't like. And I think that expands us. We're creatures of habit. And so we usually go to what is comfortable for us. But I think if you look at something and you're going, there's something that sparks inside of me, try it. And it's going to be scary. It's going to be challenging because other people, your friends and your family, know you a certain way. And so there's a point where you have to just get over that, or you continue to work on that part of just not caring.
Yeah, that's so true. Because I think when we start to evolve and change, it's not always easy for the people directly around us because they're used to the Lisa they know or the Kelly that they know and love. And so when we're trying on different hats and leaning into figuring out who we are, it can be scary for other people too. That's a really good point. Did you go through that on your journey as you were in your career, shape-shifting and taking on new things and learning who you were? Did you get some pushback from people around you?
Definitely.
I think when you go after your dreams, this is, I think, a big reason why people don't. And I was talking to my friends about it the other day. We don't go after our dreams because our friends and family often have the pushback. The voices of doubt are already happening in your head. And so when it's amplified by those around you, it can be really scary. And it's easier to stay small. It's easier not to go after it because it means that you have to be responsible for letting go of a lot of things. So you might have to let go of certain relationships in order for you to continue on your journey. And it's hard. I've lost a lot of friends over the years. And also, having said that, you're evolving into yourself. So you're finding more of yourself as you let some things go. And even later, you find yourself and you connect just like you and I are connecting, right? Like, we didn't lose each other as friends because something crazy happened. We literally just went on our own journey and our own path for all these years. And it's cool to resonate again. It's just renewal of energy, and that energy magnetizes to other new energy.
Oh my gosh, I love that. And I love, okay, so let's go back to when you first started your entrepreneurial endeavors, because like you said, you have to have the courage to kind of drown out the voices around you and trust your own inner voice. And you are in Red Deer, Alberta, right? For those of you that don't know, it's a smaller city. And you ended up in Vancouver, quite a big change. So take us back to when you first started becoming an entrepreneur and stepping outside your comfort zone.
I initially wanted to go to Vancouver to go to hair school, and my friend had shown me this salon and she was like, this is totally you. It's super cool. It's rockabilly style. They all have tattoos. And I was like, I don't really feel like I belong here. Like, it's quite intimidating, but I would research it online on their website. And I just started dreaming about all these artists. And I was like, wow, I can't believe they're doing this stuff. I've never seen anything like it. It was like hair etching and colors and all that. And then when I moved to Vancouver, I remember walking by the salon and looking up and going, nah, I don't need to go in there. Like, now's my moment. And then I just remember being like, no, it's okay. Just go. I think we put things on a pedestal so much sometimes that it's bigger in our mind than what it actually is. So I opened the door. I went in there. I never thought I'd be an entrepreneur. I was there as a student, and I would actually go there every day after school and work for free. That's how I got my foot in the door, is I worked for free. I used to sweep the floors, take out the garbage, clean the bathrooms, arrange the product. And I literally worked my way up.
Wow. I love that. So it started with an idea, then a vision. You started doing some research, ingraining the belief in your mind, getting excited about what was possible. And then you actually had the courage to take the step. And of course, just because you took that step, you moved to Vancouver, it doesn't mean it magically happened overnight, right? You put in your due time. And eventually you ended up opening and owning your very own chop shop. And I know that's when I met you. We were coaching in a personal development course together and we had so much fun. I came and stayed with you in Vancouver. There's lots of fun stories there. And that's when all of a sudden you just took charge, became the boss, and literally opened your own chop shop. So chat about that decision and then skip forward to 5 years after that when you were at the top of your game. You were making the most money you had ever made. Your business was flourishing and you actually decided to change courses and change direction. Speaking of self-expression, what I want people to hear from the story we're sharing with you is you constantly followed the path of creativity and art and asking yourself these inner questions. Go to the chop shop when you opened it. And then why did you end up all those years later closing it out and taking the next journey in your life?
So when I opened the chop shop, I didn't actually ever think of owning a salon. the reason why is because opportunity came and I thought, wow, now's my chance to do something with my life. I was 29 years old. I still have it within me of really wanting to give back to my parents. My family is my reason why. And so I thought, okay, if I open the salon, maybe that'll give me a bigger chance to really build a life for myself where I can give back to my parents. That's why I went into it. It wasn't all for money. It was just literally happening.
Yeah. And which is a great reason though for your parents. Yet I think the point to also take away from what you just shared is our reasons and our whys morph and change, just like your self-expression. And so you had that reason and inkling and you took the step, and that step always leads to what's next.
Yeah. And then over the years, you don't realize how hard it is until you're in it. So it was like 5 years of running the salon. I was doing all the hiring, all the training. I had a full clientele. I did it all. And at 5 years, I was literally at the peak. We had the best team we've ever had. I was making the most amount of money. Yeah, it was like super fun. And we had awesome clientele. But when the lease was coming up, I thought, like truly sitting with myself going, can I do this for another 5 or 10 years? Can I envision my life in 5 or 10 years doing the exact same thing I'm doing? And if I lose my staff, doing it all over again, can I do it? And it just felt so crushing at that time. And it just didn't sit right with me. I believe that as humans, we're resilient and we're strong. And if I really needed to, I probably could do it, but it's, do I want to do it? We're allowed to ask ourselves, like, what do you actually want? And is that the lifestyle I wanted to have? And truthfully, it just became more and more clear to me that it just wasn't the right path anymore. And all those years I had to do business. I actually didn't get to explore art the way that I wanted to. So when I left to be a chair renter, I didn't have 5 staff, 6 staff to take care of anymore and think about them first. It's like they're not my kids, but it's just about you at some point. And I think that's always been hard for me to go, what do you want and what makes you happy? Because somehow in our society, we're so wrapped around this idea of that's selfish. If you think about yourself and yourself only, you're selfish.
Yeah.
And at that point, I was like, I have to think about myself. And it was really hard because it's also staff livelihood. It's other people's lives are also affected by my decisions. And at the end of the day, I go to bed with myself. So am I okay with these decisions? And if I'm not happy, what do I have then to contribute to people in my life that I care about?
Absolutely. And I think so many people do that. I know I did that in my last business too, is we eventually start to put what brings joy for ourselves last because we feel like we're responsible for other people. And sometimes there's truth to that, yet there's also the bigger picture of holding people capable. And who are we to think that people need us for them to thrive in life, right? That was a big realization for me. People are capable to create what they want for themselves. And can I support and encourage and celebrate? For sure. But people don't need me, right?
We want to think that. We want to think we're so significant, but we're both. We're significant and insignificant.
Exactly. And imagine if everybody truly followed their heart and put themselves first, people would be so much happier. And I always believe that when you put yourself first, it's cliche, yet it's so true. You can pour from a full cup and you can be so much better for other people. Yet, okay, so 5 years in, you decided I'm going to shift, which by the way, takes courage because I'm sure you went through all the emotions and your identity was attached to who you were in Vancouver and owning that shop and just trusting yourself that when you left, you didn't really know what it's that unknown, right? And so talk a little bit about leaning into trusting yourself and following your intuition.
I think the biggest part was the fear of losing myself. I was so attached, like you said, to this identity of being a hairstylist that became like this massive fear. Until I realized that's not actually who I am.
Yeah.
Hair isn't me. This position isn't me. This job isn't me. And so when it's almost like this, we all have this internal compass, this intuition that we talk about. And that intuition is like a voice sometimes that voice is really loud.
Yeah.
And the question is, are we listening to that? And when I really, it's like I started painting more. And the more I painted, the more clarity I got. And the more this voice just became louder. And it was the voice of truth. It was the voice of my heart that said, oh, this is what you love. You're like, I was like getting lit up. I felt excited. I felt I had a giant paintbrush for the first time and a canvas closer to the end of my term with the salon. And that lit me up. And that in itself is worth following. I think we minimize our intuition. We minimize this knowing inside of us. This is something I have really learned in the last few years, is we really do know things. We all have answers. And actually, if you look back to your childhood will tell you a lot about who you already are. But somewhere along the way, we lose that. Somewhere along the way, we lose that part of trusting ourselves or our intuition, because maybe you've had relationships and you're like, wow, that was a bad decision. And so I don't trust myself anymore to make another decision because it might be bad. But the truth is, there's no good or bad decision. There's just decisions that we just decide something. And in the moment, it's working. And in the moment, it feels like love. There is probably duality of everything, of how you're feeling in each decision. And I don't know if you're just supposed to have all the answers. That's not the point, right? The point is to fall. The point is to make these decisions where you go, ooh, that was not a great decision. So let's do something else. And as humans, I think we just want to have a perfect path. But the reality is all of these decisions really define who you become. It's not your job that defines you. It's the character you build over time in all of these situations, good and bad. That.
Oh my gosh, you just dropped so many nuggets in there.
I was like, do you answer that question? Yes. Well, it's so great.
Lisa, like everything you just shared was amazing. And I believe and agree with everything you said about our journey and how we develop our character is just through the series of choices and decisions that we make in what's currently happening in our life. And I think I know even sometimes I overthink it. Who am I? What's my identity now? What is my self-expression? And I think it's just living in the moment and making these decisions, and it starts coming to light the more and more and more we trust ourselves and our intuition and follow our path, like our path. And I really believe that's what you're doing and what you've been doing. And it's led you now to being this phenomenal artist through painting. I love your paintings. I'm going to be purchasing, if you guys can see that tiger in the background, I love it. And I know you were telling me when we were chatting before that you find painting really cathartic and self-healing. Maybe chat a little bit about that, because I feel like leaning into our self-expression is also letting go of pieces of ourself. And that could look like healing. That could look like many things. But can you chat about that?
You're talking about how painting is healing?
Yeah, how painting's healing for you. And the more you paint, the more you heal, the more you find yourself.
Yeah, painting is so beautiful and interesting, and it's really not what people think it is. I think like in our minds, we want to just be like, I want to paint something pretty. If you give someone paints, our first thing we want to do is make sure it's pretty. And for me, the process is not that. It's challenging. It's like getting to the gym, right? There's like all of this dialogue that's happening between me and getting to the easel. That's part of painting. It's like this inner dialogue that I have to work through. It's like slaying the dragon. And I think that is powerful, because I think people say, do you want to be an artist? And artist has this romanticized feel about it. But the truth is, how much grit do you have? How much grit do you have to keep showing up again, whether it's in business or in painting? And painting is, it's like anything. It's not always going to be super fun. That is my goal, is that I'm having fun with it. And there's moments of frustration and all those things. But that part of growth and that part of healing is going, I am patient and I can be patient. And so I'm going to teach myself these things as I'm painting. I trust myself. Each decision might not be the best decision. This painting if people are listening to this, they won't be able to see it. But the painting on the right here, on my right, it has gone through. Aaron watched me, my love, watched me over the last few days. Seeing this painting literally go from stage to stage to stage, there's at least 30 versions underneath this painting. It looks nothing like where it started. And I think that it's so cool. I think abstract painting is so hard. It's so challenging for me. And this piece itself is about new growth. And when I think about new growth is healing. But what does that look like? It's not always easy. It's about letting go of any outcome. So when I went into this process, I was like, I have no map. I have no desired outcome. The only goal for me is to just make a decision, do it, see how it feels in my body, and then make the next decision. And through the process, you're like, ooh, that does, that's not very pretty. That doesn't feel so good. But along the way, you find things that are really cool. And you're like, wow, that brush stroke is so beautiful. The way the colors lay on top of each other. You have all these cool discoveries. And I really think it's just like becoming childlike again. I wrote about this, like on it, saying that we already have the light within us. It's always been there. We've always been there. So I think the healing is just revealing it.
Wow.
And that's what it is. We were born brilliant. We were born determined and all these things, and life happens. And yeah. So now it's like the healing is actually just facing these challenges and knowing that we have the ability to learn anything.
Yeah, it's so true. And I love that everything you're sharing about painting, you can really just strip away the word painting, replace it with ourselves.
I love it.
Like, it's true. Like, we paint, it has 30 versions underneath it. That's like ourselves, right? We have so many versions of ourselves that constantly reemerge. And I do believe we are born with all of the qualities and characteristics to be successful, to have what we want. If I can see it in you, Lisa, you can see it in me. Some people say that person's so beautiful, or that person is smart, or they're so determined, or they have courage. If we can see these qualities in other people, the only reason why is so we can see it in ourselves. Just like a painting, whatever you get from that painting is just reflecting the mirror back towards ourselves. And throughout life, like you said, life happens and we kind of bury those qualities and characteristics, yet they're still there. And part of the journey in healing is rediscovering those pieces of ourselves and letting them shine through. And so I love the analogy. I don't know if you were meaning to, yet as you were sharing about your painting process, it can just be reflective to what we go through in life as a human being to constantly learn and discover who we are, right? And constantly ask ourselves that question, who am I now? Because who I am now is very different than who I was yesterday. And it's going to be different than who I am tomorrow.
I totally do see the correlation. That's cool that you really picked that up. And that's why I paint. Because it teaches me about myself. That's why I'm saying everyone wants this beautiful painting to share with people. But really, there's this beautiful journey that's happening moment to moment by just finding presence of creation. And
yeah, absolutely.
I feel like painting or being on the easel is like, I'm training to be a warrior. Like, I'm not like frolicking and dancing while I paint all the time. Sometimes I'm dancing, but truly it's like becoming a warrior for your mind and your spirit and your soul to keep showing up for the lessons. And then whatever you're learning on your canvas, you take it out and bring it into the world. Maybe that piece of patience where you're waiting for your oil paint to dry, you're like, oh, I could actually take some of this and bring it to my relationships, bring it to myself. It's all reflective.
Absolutely. And like, we're talking about your journey with painting, yet for the listeners, that could be anything. It could be your entrepreneurial journey, your business you're in, something as simple as practicing consistency every day. You talked about that with painting too. And what you come up against with that within yourself, right? Like the procrastination, the self-sabotage, the thought process, and whatever you're doing, it could be that you're cooking or you're learning to dance, or you're starting a new relationship, or whatever it is, right? It's constantly a discovery of self And I do believe, I always like to tell people, hey, we take ourselves everywhere. So how you show up in your business, you may not think so, yet how you show up while you're painting, like that relates to how you show up in your relationship with your health, with your friendships, with your relationship with yourself. And so it's all connected.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And so I know that now you were also telling me that now that you're in your lane and you're living in Powell River, you're on a farm with your boyfriend and you guys also run a farm and go to the markets and you're just living this life that is so suited for yourself, which is amazing. You said you've started to realize you want to go back to it not just being about your self-expression, yet also leaning into teaching others. So chat a little bit about that, because I feel like that's coming full circle now where you're like, now I want to go and give back to others in your realm of painting.
Yeah, I really feel called to teach. It's that intuition again. There's a voice that's, okay, when are you going to teach this? You have this within you to teach. It's time. And I've been resistant, as we do. And now I just feel that sense of purpose of, oh, what if I could really make a difference? In like really believing that you can make a difference in someone else's life can be scary, but also exciting. And so I'm kind of taking that approach of, if I can light someone else's world up and help them understand the intricacies and the beauty of color and help them elevate themselves as artists in whatever medium they're in, then I feel really fulfilled. And it's interesting that I thought I'm going there to teach and I'm going there to help other people. But really what it's done is help me. It's been super powerful because I have gone in a deep dive in my own practice. It's pushed me to elevate myself. It's pushed me to do more research and like really dig into color theory so that I really understand it. It's helped me to explore and push myself as an artist, as a person, and to fully prepare, to really take the time and put the work in before I even get to the class. It's like, how do I want these people to feel? What kind of journey do I want to take them on? What do I want them to take away from this class? And it always leads to foundation. I think in foundation of anything, if you want to talk about business, if you don't have a strong foundation in that or in art, very hard to have freedom. I think freedom and confidence come from having a strong foundation. And when you get lost or when you stray away from your purpose, it's that foundation that draws you back in, because we're human. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to choose things that aren't the right decision, quote unquote. But when we have foundation, it leads everything. And I would say that again, you said when it comes to being human, it's not just in art. It's about your values as a person. I realize that evolution is also about understanding your own values. And that helps to trust yourself and make decisions. Kind of going back to the question you had before, how do you trust yourself more? Well, your values get deeper and you go back to that to make the next move.
Yeah, absolutely. And everything you're sharing is so great, because I believe too, right? If we're speaking in the context of self-expression, it's understanding yourself more at a deeper level, right? So what are your values? And when we know our values, it makes it easier for us to say yes to certain things and no to certain things, to make decisions, to trust our intuition. But so understanding our values, not other people's values, right? So this is a tricky one, I find, because I know for a long time I was living my life based on other people's values. When I've talked about this on a previous podcast, like my mentors or my parents, which is such an easy one to do, right? I know in the Asian cultures, and correct me if I'm wrong, that's a big one, following what your parents want for you. Any culture, I think that's actually true. My parents were always like, what are you doing now? I'm like, don't worry about it.
That's hilarious. It's also people pleasing. We want this external validation, especially from parents, because we look up to our parents or we look up to our friends. So we're like, hey, is this enough? Is this good? What do you think about this? We want this like approval somewhere, when really it's like yourself. We don't ask ourselves these questions enough, probably. Do you approve of what you're doing? when your parents are asking you, what are you doing now? I actually think that's just like a mirror of a dialogue that's happening within us. And it's just being voiced by other people. So sometimes we feel challenged when we're talking about being challenged by friends and family when we go after our dreams. I actually think it's just like our own voices coming through other people to be like, how bad do you want this? How clear are you? And, you know, it's testing you. It's testing how committed and how certain you are about your own path.
Absolutely. And I feel that journey to self-validation, which really the only person's thoughts that matter about what I'm doing, if it's good enough, is my own, right? And when we can step into true validation of self and not needing to search for it elsewhere, I think that's super huge. And I also know this to be true from my own experience that when I'm coming from certainty and I'm coming from, I'm doing this, people don't really ask me, to your point, right? Like, it's when I'm questioning myself is when I get pushback from other people. Yet when I am operating from certainty and courage and I just need my own validation and all of those things, no one really asks me what I'm up to, right? And so that's really interesting too. And so speaking about this, just to start wrapping things up, what would you say would be, now that you're at this point in your career, Lisa, in this stage in your life, and you're really operating from this true, authentic, genuine expression of self while still continuing to learn, what would you say is your definition of success now?
My definition of success is definitely so different. When I think about this question, I think about loving relationships. I think about the quality time and the care that I put into the people I care about and just having the presence to do that. And like you said earlier, filling your cup so that you have that. I definitely feel that sense now more in my life. I think that success is staying deeply connected to myself. It's not a tangible thing. It's not a dollar amount. And I'm not saying dollars don't matter. It's we live in this life that requires us to have money too. However, I think our society is, it's like, shoot for money, chase money, right? And for me, it's no, just know that if I'm deeply connected with myself, everything is rooted from there. My relationships, my business, my art, all of it stems from literally within inside me. And so the more I can on that daily, I think success is about my daily lifestyle. I can wake up when I want to. I can go for a walk with my puppy Reishi in the woods every day just because I can. And that freedom for me feels like everything.
That's awesome. So I love that. And I'm so happy for you that you created that and designed your life that way, right? And so what would you say to somebody who is an entrepreneur and they're in action in their life and their business and their goals, yet they're just feeling stuck and having a hard time getting to the next level of what their success looks like for themselves? What are some pieces of advice, two or three pieces of advice you'd give to someone like that?
I think always going back to your why. Why is always a good place to start, because then you remember this deeper purpose and ask yourself, what value do I want to give? Oftentimes we shift. We lose that part of the value because we're chasing dollars. And I've learned that in my own business of you're just on this rat race trying to make a dollar to pay the rent. And we forget that actually we're here to serve. We're here to add value in someone else's life. And if you focus in on that instead of needing more clients, how do you take care of the ones you already have who really love you already? How do you give back an appreciation? I think that's definitely one. Another one is pouring your heart and soul even into the things that you don't like doing. I think we want to elevate because of all these other things, but truly it's like the elevation is being present in the things that we don't like. Because in every job, every career, every business, there's going to be something you don't like. And so how do we change our mind around, right? Exactly what you said earlier too, of in how we are in life is how we are in business. So if there's certain things that I'm not enjoying, how can I change my attitude? So checking in with, do I have a good attitude here? Or is there somewhere I can shift it and bring in more excitement and bring in more gratitude? I think that's really elevating as well. I don't know if I answered two or three.
No, you did. And I love your answers. And just to piggyback on that, I know for myself, a couple of years ago, I was struggling in getting to the next level in my business. And sometimes it doesn't have anything to do with what we're doing in the business. To your point, it could be, oh, I need to clean my health up. I'm 20 pounds overweight. What's going on there? Oh, my relationship with my family isn't as good as it can be. What's up there? Like, where is the avoidance or possibly not the work being done in other areas of our life? Because that could be what is impacting. You might be doing all the doing in your business, yet you got this stuff going on, right? That needs to be cleaned up. That will help elevate your business because it is all connected. So I love that.
A lot of times in business, we're so business minded. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate your answer too, because it's looking at your business or your life in this like holistic way of there's all these parts of who you are and they all need to be nourished for you to thrive. And I've definitely been through some deep lows of not taking care of my health. And then everything falls apart.
Yeah, absolutely. So on that note, what would you say to people if they were going to implement something this week, right? So like a call to action for the listeners. What's one thing they can do this week?
One thing I would suggest doing this week is actually just sitting in stillness. I think life is so busy. We're so full of distractions. There's the phone going, the messages and all these things. And so we don't have enough time for our nervous system to chill out. And I think when we give ourselves, even like people are afraid of meditation because they don't know what that looks like, but it can literally look like you sitting on the floor, setting a timer for 5 minutes. And if 5 minutes is too long, you do it for 2 minutes and you work your way up. And that stillness is where you find a lot of your answers. And so the answers of maybe, what am I avoiding? Ask powerful questions before you sit and listen. So it's like, what parts am I avoiding? What could be different? And maybe as you're sitting or when you come out of it, it'll be like, oh, I need to tend to this part over here. Or this is what I need to do over here. And the answers are really within us. It's just, it gets muddled with life. So
yeah, absolutely.
Be still.
Sit still. I like it. Everybody take time and sit still and ask yourself powerful questions so you can find the answer, because we all have our answers within. So true. Lisa, you are amazing. I'm so grateful to have reconnected with you after all these years. Like you said, it was meant to be. And so I want to know, where can we find you online? Where can we find your art? And what do you have coming up in the near future here?
You can find me on Instagram at lisa.hau.arts. My website is www.lisahau.com. You can find me on the farm in the studio. You should come out here, Kelly.
Yes, I will. And I'm going to bring listeners are going to come with us too. We'll come have a cup of coffee with you.
That'd be awesome. And then in terms of, I think you just asked where I'm going.
Yeah,
I'm not sure where I'm going. I'm just... My goal is to stay present.
I love it. And so you do have a collection coming out in March.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I do. Okay, so I am going somewhere. I do have a new collection coming out. It's called Life in Full Bloom. And it should be coming out March, April. It's my biggest, newest, brightest collection. I'm really excited to share.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. And so for those of you that want to connect with Lisa, just go to my show notes. I'll put all of those links in there as well. So you can look her up, you can befriend her, you can check out her amazing, lovely, beautiful art. And more importantly, just her beautiful soul, as you can tell from this call. So Lisa, thank you so much. Thanks for being here. Appreciate you. Oh, do you have one more thing?
Yeah. If you go onto my website and connect with me through my newsletter, it's Lisa's Love Letters. But sign up for that. That's where I'll release the collection. And I share here and there about inspiration and just fun updates and things like that.
Awesome. We'll put that in the show notes too, so people can grab your newsletter and be a part of your community. Lisa, thank you so much. Have a green afternoon.
Thank you. Me too.
Oh, thanks so much, Lisa. What an awesome session. So great to talk to you. And everyone who's listening, if you've loved this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and go and check out Lisa and her art. She's got beautiful art. Please check out the links in the show notes so that you can see what she's all about and see some of her art. I'd really appreciate that. And also, if you enjoyed this episode, just a heads up, I also have my podcast on YouTube. And so I do have a YouTube channel. It's called Entrepreneurial Elevation. So same as my podcast, Unleashing Greatness Within. And you can actually watch the episodes. I would really appreciate you to go and subscribe there as well. I'm a newbie at this, and I've just attempted to get up my views and my subscriptions and my likes. And please leave a review. Also, if there's anything you would like to hear, please let me know. Shoot me an email. You can go to my website and email me. Are there any topics you want me to cover or anything you want support around? I really want to give value to all of you who are listening. And so please let me know that. And so just thanks so much for listening. With love, greatness, and success, it's Kelly Beveridge.